Sand Dollars in a Small Wooden Box by Beth Cannell. This is wealth. Three delicate sand dollars, gray, pale, tucked in a tiny wooden box. Souvenirs of a friend's beach rambles. Surfaces shedding fine gold-gray sand with every touch. See, she whispered, here is the mouth, centered within the five-petaled surface. And here, the anus, algae in, remainders out. I, who never held a live sand dollar, never witnessed one propel itself through wet sand, spurting, spined, moist, stroked again, the rough emery finish, the grained surface, and settled these, three for luck or love, into their container. The mind, they say, is a curious thing, the brain surely so. Wet, questioning, curled in its own tidal pool, salt water and moon collaborating. My fingers are sliced open by a net of knowledge, dampen my morning with dreamy details. In its dry casket, a sand dollar is a skeleton of a sea urchin bereft of nourishment and moisture, of impulse. It had spines. It digested. It explored, left larvae, expelled exhilaration, plucking a single note of life, life, life. Hunger accompanies harmony. Lift this to the tongue. The sand dollar tastes of salt and secrets. See, here is my mouth. Lost on a raw Atlantic beach, say in Maine, where cold winds rip and the surge of water overwhelms, I screamed. Once someone tried to drown me. Now my fingers, five parts scratching and scrabbling, spread like the sand dollar, scrape at the sand, scramble towards skeletal certainty. When I'm finished, I'll wait in that wee wooden box.